WTOP now 1211. There are a number of serious questions about what happened when an emergency call was made to 911 in D.C. on Friday, but no one picked up. A toddler was choking on grapes at a home in Northwest. Eventually, a 911 operator was reached and paramedics dispatched, but Fox 5 reports the closest unit, which was just a few blocks away, was not sent. Instead, a unit more than a mile away responded. The toddler's father tells Fox 5 his son is now in intensive care.
Joining us live is former reporter Dave Statter, who now runs the fire service website Statter 911. Dave, the 7-minute response time from the time they actually got the call doesn't seem terribly concerning, but the fact that nobody answered originally, that may be a real problem.
There are a lot of problems, Bruce, at the 911 center, also known as the Office of Unified Communications, and they haven't been addressed for a while. There are call delays. We talked about the Metro incident back in January, and no one has really questioned OUC or the 911 center about that call either. It took 6 minutes to turn that call around. Call handling times are a big problem at the 911 center, and this whole issue about the closest unit is another big problem.
Talk a little bit about why that might be. Are these technical glitches? Is this a funding issue? Do we have any idea how this can go on like that?
In general, the problem is money has been given for technology, but not for training and providing good management at the 911 center. It's as simple as that. The D.C. City Council's had many opportunities to address this, and they haven't. They had two hearings since Metro, and not one person questioned Jennifer Green, who was sitting right across from them, who directs 911, the OUC, about what happened during Metro. Now you've got this problem. This has been going on for a long while. WTOP did a story back, I believe, in 2011 about a delay on Military Road. And the then director of 911 said the problem was technology. It really wasn't. It was the training of the person taking the call. And that's where it really comes down to. The people taking the call are not properly trained and they don't have good procedures. And in this case, there's also a technology problem. These new tablets that have been given to DC Fire and EMS units, they don't work properly. You've probably heard for many years the fight between the fire union and the EMS union. Well, those two sides agree that the tablets that were rushed into place at the end of the Gray administration do not work and are causing problems, and apparently caused a problem in this incident.
What do you, as a dispatcher from your own experience, what do you think could be a reason for no answer at 911?
Again, it's the delay. There's a lot of calls coming in there. How they handle those calls, I can't tell you specifically that, Bruce. Back in my days, it was 40 years ago when I was a dispatcher, almost 40 years ago, in Prince George's County. We didn't have computers. You had to have knowledgeable people. You still need knowledgeable people, but I don't think the people in charge at 911 in D.C. realize that because they're not training the people what to do when the computers don't work properly.
Dave, we know there's a new fire chief coming on board soon in D.C. Could this person be a catalyst to help change the 911 response culture?
Yes, he could, Debbie, but the problem is he has no control over the 911 center. And until they solve the problem with the real first responders, the person who answered 911, it's not going to change the dynamic. We're still going to have problems in fire and EMS response if you don't handle 911.
The council could bring some pressure to bear, couldn't they?
The council has a lot of oversight in this, and they really got to finally question the director of 911 about response times, about technology, the call handling times. All of those things need to be questioned. The council has not been doing that, and the mayor has to take charge and say, this is enough. We're not going to have this problem anymore. We have to make substantive changes at the 911 center.
Dave Statter, always great to have you. Thanks so much.
Thank you.